Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, what's going on? This is DJ Timbo for Angry Fan 3 Letterman. Yo, this is the Breakfast Club of Battle Rap. My bad, that was corny as shit. Yo, this is Angry Fans Radio. You already know what it is, man. Fellas, what's good?
Yo, what's good, man? Fuck with your boy, Angry Fan 007. Shout out to the whole Angry Fan movement. You already know what it is.
It's your boy, 3 Letterman. You already know, man. Raw Rock China getting SmackDown. What's popping out here, man?
Woo! Yo, we had the UFF today. Anubis versus XL. What do you guys think? I'm hearing it's one of the best. I know, Dre, we spoke about it just now, too. You said it's one of the best battles of UFF ever. Ever.
I don't want to say off the rip, but it felt that violent. I'm trying to remember now. A lot of Zay, Ill Will was pretty good. A lot of other battles were pretty good, but this, line for line, I thought this battle was really good and shit. They really, if you got to tell me, I didn't expect to sell Anubis, especially Anubis. I didn't know what to expect from him. We haven't seen a battle in a while. But I thought it was a good battle. I gave it to Anubis 2-1. Round one, I gave to Anubis. I thought that was the best round of the battle in his first round. I gave XL the second round, and I gave Anubis the third round. It's a close battle. I can't get mad at nobody to accept they thought XL won. I just edged it to Anubis 2-1.
Who you had, Tim?
I didn't even watch it, man. I wasn't on.
You didn't watch it?
I wasn't on.
Damn, yo. I seen it again. I thought hung up with 2-3, man. I was edging fucking XL the first round. I like the way he started off from the beginning to the end. It seemed like he had more energy. Something about Anubis. Yo, you gotta watch this, man. You know this battle reminds me of Anubis and the H.A. Double Drink?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was like wild lyrical, and you gotta keep watching that shit. This like that. But I think if XL didn't slip up in the third, I even think that round would have been closer, B.
Well,
you think of the third round?
I was reading that Anubis had to step up his performance, so that's what I was saying.
Anubis?
Yeah.
I mean, you gotta look at though. It's a UFF battle. It's kind of, I don't want to say because of the setting though, but I didn't think it was important that bad. You know what I'm saying?
I don't think it was that bad either.
At all.
They probably sent that because he was just standing there and shit.
Yeah.
I'm talking about bar wise, it was a bar fest, I think.
Yeah, facts. That's
the
question I had out.
Think about it. If a nigga said Anubis got round one, Anubis did have some cold.
Anubis round one was flames, my nigga. I thought that was the best round. I thought it was the best round of the battle.
The best round of the whole battle was Anubis' first round?
I thought so. That ain't big enough of XL because if you want to take it there, I kind of rocks with XL more than I would Anubis, but to tell you the buyer's out the window, I thought Anubis. XL did too, you know what I'm saying? I enjoy XL battles more than Anubis. No shade, just being real, but.
Yo, but you know what? Niggas can't even really blast the judges like that. Because the battle was just that close. Remember before, you had niggas saying, oh, they got robbed, XL got robbed, but it's like, it's a close ass battle, B.
Yeah, it's close, it's close.
People are acting like it's not really a close battle or shit, like.
No, that shit's close. That's why I said I couldn't get mad at nobody that saw XL 1. But after three watches, all three times I watched it, it was like I felt Anubis stood out a little more, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I think it was fire ass battle, though.
Yeah, my shit. Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit. Yo, so what are we hearing about Verb and Lux?
First of all, I want to say shout out to Verb for that blog. That nigga is hilarious, B. That
funniest,
motherfucker there.
Funniest. Yep.
Good lord, that nigga's hilarious, B. Yo, this nigga that's funny, but Verb just sticks out like a sore thumb, my nigga. Like, I want to see Verb and Lux. And Verb was like, yo, my nigga, you see on the blog he did against Lux today. I seen today. Mm-hmm. He's ready. He's like, yo, they're popping. We ain't scared of you no more, Lux. He straight up and down said, we're not scared of you no more. Everything ain't there in Lux no more, so we're talking with his chest out.
Is that something you want to see?
Yeah.
Definitely.
Deadass.
Yeah, I'd like to see that. Sooner rather than later. URL sooner rather than later.
What coach is Lux going to do, though? You going to preach, or what you going to say? Like,
But didn't he take that from Verb anyway? Sort of, no.
Yeah, I mean, you can see they got footage back in the day when it was Method Man, Lowie Lux, Ava in a backstage place, and Lux, Verb was breaking out a stir around, and Lux and Method Man. You can check on YouTube, and Lux was standing right there. He was right there congratulating Verb right there. You know what I mean? Yeah. I guess you wanted to say that, the angle he took when he took a California Verb to the California, you know, but the battle rap community would debate who had a better third round, a better approach. Was it Verb's third round against Hitman or Lux's third round against Cap? And that would be the argument for Ella.
You picked Lux?
Who would I take in that battle?
Yeah, nah, I'm talking about in the third round, who's better, you think?
Oh, Lux.
Lux?
Yeah.
But that ain't taking that away from this nigga at all, though.
Alright, whatever.
Okay, Cass, I'm gonna say Verb.
Alright, we'll leave it up there, man.
Lux shit hit home for me. Lux shit hit home and shit for me, my dude. Like, it really ain't gonna lie to you.
Yo, Lux and Verb.
Are they talking about Mook battling anymore or no?
Nobody's talking about it.
I haven't heard
Verb say battle. We still take Lux or Mook though. Verb didn't say that. Either one of them niggas, but it seemed like Lux is indulging or contemplating even battling Verb, which I like. Because they're going back and forth on Twitter.
Didn't he say something about he'll go to St. Louis or some shit like that? Was right.
Yeah.
I would love to see that. I would love to see you on a road trip and battle on the road, my nigga. Verb got
shit.
That on you, my dude. Like, no disrespect, Lux. Verb does have, he battles everywhere. The niggas battle everywhere. Yeah. We want to see you get a road battle there, Lux.
Hey, yo, should that matter right about now? Like, if you're going to keep going to from veteran status to legendary status, shouldn't you have, like, a handful of road trips or no? Or does it not matter?
Yes.
I agree.
Yeah.
At this point in time, the way it's going, you got to start traveling. Everybody should have some road wins, right?
You know what? I think that's why we don't have Pat Stay in that legend, you know, that top status. He's only battled in Canada. I can't put him... Oh, I want to see him outside of Canada. You have to go out of your comfort zone to battle. You have to.
Mm-hmm.
You have to. Verb is up there. Ars up there. You know, all
these people. Yeah, Ars. Arsenal.
Ars will go anywhere. Yeah.
Nigga, Arsenal battle at your grandmother's funeral, my nigga. Dead ass. Like, he's just
he
that type
care.
Of dude.
And he'll diss her for an entire round while he's there at her on some shit like that. Ars is ruthless. But, Cass, I agree with you. I think they need to have a handful of out-of-town battles.
But how? I mean, how would they monitor that right there?
Well, what do you mean?
Here's the thing, Cass. Oh, yes, Cass.
Go on, Timo.
No, what do you mean, monitor it?
I mean, like, at least how many wins are on outside of the state, or their home, whatever.
I mean, you have to – you can't just travel – out of town and then
you got a whole bunch of niggas now who just travel from state to state in battle.
But you know what, fellas? You know what I think the people will say? Niggas like Lux and Mook and those type of niggas, because niggas got them on some legendary status shit, so probably niggas like going to give them a bye on not having road battles and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I don't agree with that. I feel they should. You know what I mean? Like Timbo was saying, Arsenal, you got Verb, all these Hitman, all these niggas in Mask is battle, or you know what I'm saying? They like, these niggas are battle everywhere, man. Charlie Phillips, DNA, TNA battle everywhere. You know what I mean? Tay-Rock, too. I want to see Tay-Rock on battle on the road. I wouldn't mind seeing that. Surf. Well, I know he battled with Bricks and with Cali,
Chicago, and he battled
Chicago,
yeah.
Pardon me, in Chicago, yeah.
Yeah.
He battled Big T with Detroit, probably.
He battled,
yeah,
Brooklyn,
battled New York. Yeah, I mean, Surf's good. Surf's good. You know, he's battled out of town. Verb good, of course.
I like to see Good have more road victories. Oh, Good battle like in St. Louis.
John's travel. I mean, yeah, you got to be able to battle out of town. But like I said, you can't battle out of town and then bomb. You know, you got to do something out of town.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to go and lose it.
You got to go over there and win the crowd over and shit. Like,
exactly.
Right.
You got to show that you can do that. Exactly. Exactly.
Can Lux do that in St. Louis?
I don't know about that, yo. Oh, man. If it's in St. Louis, I can't bullshit. I'm picking Verb to beat Lux. If it's in St. Louis.
If it's in New York.
I don't think it matters at this point. I think it does. Not for Verb. I think more for Lux.
For Verb, I don't think it matters. I think Verb can be comfortable anywhere.
I gotta give New York to a slight edge to Lux, though. I mean, they
in the room. In the room, yeah. Was that bitch in camera? It's a whole different motherfucking ballgame.
St. Louis, though, I can't see it, yo. I can't see it. I can't see it. I'm picking Verb there, yo. Especially, like that's why I want to see it sooner rather than later because of how good he's been lately.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to see
this. For a couple of battles drop off or some shit, right?
Yeah, exactly. I don't want to see Verb take anything. Exactly. I don't want him to, you know, have a couple shitty performances or something like that. Right now, he's on it. I mean, he's doing great on this stretch.
Right.
People have doubted. I'm one of the people that doubted that he would. But nah, he's doing great. Performance-wise, he is. I'd rather see this battle sooner than wait till 2 years or end of next year, you know? Make that shit happen.
And it wasn't made totally different now and shit.
Exactly.
Totally agree.
I want to see that fucking battle happen. But yeah, I wouldn't mind seeing that at all. I'm picking Lux. I'm sorry. I'm picking Verb, though. That's my pick.
If it's in St. Louis or just period?
I'm picking Verb in St. Louis. I don't think I can't pick Verb in New York. I expect him to have a great performance, though. But I would expect Lux to pull it out in New York. But St. Louis, man, I feel like he feeds off that crowd in St. Louis, though.
But here's the thing when people say that, though, and I agree with that to an extent, but it doesn't make, like, when you battle at the crib, your bars are going to be extra super-duper cold and shit. You know what I mean?
I don't,
if they're cold, they're cold.
Like, I don't know if it's like that, but, you know, you got to feed off that crowd, though. You know, they're going to get a little extra hype than they are out of town. For Verb. And I think that'll increase his performance too. You know, it's just like, you know, if you say something hot and no one reacts, your next bar, you're not going to have the type of performance as you would if they went crazy for the one that you just had, you know?
Like the confidence go down.
Huh? Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
Like,
and, you know, who knows what would happen in New York too with Verb? I mean, it has been unpredictable. Since he's been battling there from the beginning, you know, they would either want to boo or, you know, now they're cool. But who knows what would happen? I don't think Lux is going to get booed if he goes to St. Louis. I don't think that'll happen. They're not going to just be there to boo him. But, you know, you never know in New York.
Well, there's the thing about St. Louis, though. They do show love because they didn't boo Goods. They didn't boo Cortez.
Exactly.
They didn't boo Straight Summer. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They didn't boo Mass Alpha either.
I think these brothers all battle in St. Louis.
Arsenal too. Arsenal didn't get booed either. So all those brothers battle in the loop, and the fans was fair shake. You know what I'm saying? They get niggas with fair shake, and let niggas rock out. Didn't disrespect niggas when they're spitting their shit. So,
Verb has deserved to have it in St. Louis. There we go. That's what I'm gonna say. Verb deserves to have it in St. Louis.
He deserves it.
I think he does after how he's performed. I think he does deserve it to have it in St. Louis.
But here's the thing, though. The thing about that was, wouldn't they want that to be a main stage battle? No.
Yep. I think so, Caps.
No, I think you're right. I'll take a step further
to more cats. I think they won on the main stage. I think they obviously got to do URL. And this, I was feeling like they're going to try to pull this seniority shit. Like, I'm with Indian and this shit. I kind of gave you the I kind of brought you down in. Lux is trying to take that role, like, you know, I'm the one who brought you to New York or put niggas onto you and shit, the world onto you, and mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if Lux is going to try to pull that card.
Yeah, but I don't think it should work because, like, Verb has been put his work in since then. But I mean, is there, like, a venue that can hold a lot of people like that? Is what
in the Loop or New York?
There's got to be something in St. Louis that can hold it, yeah.
St. Louis.
There's got to be.
Because if that's the only thing that's stopping some of Madness from being outside of New York, you know what I'm saying?
Nah, there's tons of places, bro, that'll be with all that type of shit.
And what you brothers think about when Verse made the comment that Lux, you can't get your 40K because you lost, yeah, you beat Calico, but you had a draw or lost to Hollow, and you clearly lost to Mook. So Verb was saying your stock got a drop to say money wise you can't
be coming
out here for 40K.
I agree.
In his blog.
Yeah. I agree. Yeah.
I'm not mad about that.
We always say that should be true too. If you have losses, you know, I don't think you should be paid the highest in what you did when you were at your peak. I don't think you should make that 40K.
Oh no.
Then again,
earn that shit back.
Exactly.
Oh, my man P-Rock24 says, so we're not going to pretend Verb did choke versus Caustic, Illmatic, and BK, though, all in the third round.
Yo, that's true, too. That's true, too, now that I think about it.
But I think what Verb's done this stretch, and this is crazy me defending this, but what he did against Danny, who else he battled, man? What the fuck?
Daylight,
John, yeah.
John.
Those are, you know?
And Big K.
It was a tough stretch. And I heard Big K fucked up one round, or he went at the crowd one round, so they each gave one round away, kind of.
Yeah, I'm hearing that too.
Yeah. Yeah, so.
Man, Big K
is different if he just totally fucked up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard he stopped right there and started getting at the crowd.
I think Big K got a chip. I think Big K got a lot of stuff left. You're talented enough, Big K. Niggas is talking about you. All three of us here rock with you, my nigga. You got to get to the point where you got to ignore niggas, my nigga. When you're that nice, you ain't got to really talk to niggas, son. You can't let niggas ruffle your feathers, whether they say something in a battle or social media. Like, fuck niggas, my nigga. Like, tune niggas the fuck out.
Yo, but especially a battle, my nigga. Like, that's what... But if you look, that's what Disaster did. Disaster and DNA, third round. Disaster and DNA.
Yeah. True that. Yeah. This was kind of wilding out a little bit.
And it fucked the round up.
Oh.
I had gave this the first round versus DNA. But I think this is losing. I think this is losing anyway, truthfully. And that third. Who you had winning that battle?
I had DNA.
What round?
I gave DNA 2 and 3.
What you had, Timbo?
I think I gave Diz 1 and 2.
I was going to say that there's people who got Diz winning that one.
I got Diz winning the first and the second. I got DNA.
That's not a clear win for DNA, though. That's not a clear win at all.
I actually thought it was.
You thought it was a clear win for DNA?
Yeah, I thought DNA... from last time I watched it, he took it pretty conventionally.
I gave DNA, but I can't get mad if somebody said Disaster. A few niggas have told me Disaster in the past, going back and forth. I have no problem with that.
I just think the DNA snatched that third round.
Oh, clearly.
And I think Diz is fucking up that third round, too, if I remember correctly. He wasn't himself.
So we all in agreement, Verb and Luck. It's a goal. We down for that. That's all we want to see. Rocking with that up here, right?
Yeah.
Right. And Lux, shout out to you, my nigga, because for real, I don't really want to see battle no more. No Murder Mooks, the Jay Mills, the Sirius Jones. I don't want to see battle niggas, son. If it ain't the Birds or you know, talking Clips and Hollows and shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's about New Blood.
Word, hey, Captain Timbo, that's what Mook got to do next, fellas. What Lux is going to do with Verb if they battle, I think Mook got to follow, too.
Mook and who? Surf?
Surf, I got up something, you know what I'm saying? Somebody that I stacked on Hoffa,
or
Hollow.
Hollow.
Mm. We don't want to see these niggas battle Sirius Jones and, you know, them type of niggas in J-Mills and the 40 guys. I don't want to see that shit, man.
Yeah, you niggas going to step it up.
Yeah.
They're going to have to step it up.
Yo.
Oh, yeah.
We gotta speak on this.
What's up? Real quick.
This Battle of the Bay 7 card.
Talk about it.
I'm going to run down these matches real quick, and then we can go over them. Mr. Fab versus Arsenal. Passwords versus B-Magic.
Woo!
Bender versus Thesaurus. Latizé versus Rum Nitty. Sway Seba versus Nestle. KG versus Heartless.
Hmm.
The best match on that card that I want to see personally, I really want to see KG and Heartless.
KG and Heartless?
Word. Pass versus Magic.
That's my number two.
Pass and Magic. Pass going to try. Damn.
I got Pass beating Magic. We thought about it, too.
I might lean towards Pass. If he spazzes, sometimes he has the tendency to get hyped up and then fade off freestyling and shit. Can you think about all the flips Magic gonna have for passwords for pass? Damn.
Oh man, he gonna kill him with the name flips, yo.
But we can't admit though, passwords. I mean, if there's one battle rapper that's not—I'm not saying well respected—but a nigga that majority of his battles are good, it's passwords, yo. And he don't be losing a lot of battles. Like, he's either debatable or he won.
Yo, if Pass gets up in Magic's face and does the shit he did against Bricks, and he says, "You get out of pocket pot, now I'll put your ass back in it and bang on him." Yo, it's over, bro. I'm picking Pass for one. My bad.
I got Pass 2-1.
When that dude did that to Bricks, ugh. That shit was ugly.
Yeah.
I'm going to Magic 2-1. Fuck that.
Who your brother's got?
I think I'm going to run with Pass. Yo, Magic stock has dropped some, too. He ain't.
Well, we got to see the combat battle first, though. We'd agree, right? We can make that judgment call after the car battle.
Why y'all gotta go there, bro? I'm playing. Yeah, you
know. We know you're not going there,
Timbo. Hey, yo, hold up. Hey, yo, I got a question. Somebody said, my man said, how much do you think Verb should get paid since niggas want to speak on Lux's pay?
Wow. Oof. See, but that's the thing, Caps, Timbo, what I was talking about. Verb trying to say that, yo, my man, you know, we ain't got 40K, bro. Let's knock it off. Basically, you know what I'm saying? So, if Verb is talking like that, Verb obviously is not putting the money up, so we can't really, you know, Verb can say that. He's not the one putting the bread up. Ooh, that's a tough question there, Caps.
I think Verb should get between 15 and 20.
So what is left of this bet?
For this battle, I think he should get between 15 and 20. No, I don't think he gets
that. If they were on the URL stage?
Nah, I don't think he gets it. But yeah, I think he should get between 15 and 20 on this battle. I think so.
So what does Sharif get? Verb getting 20, 15 to 20. I mean, obviously Sharif is not. Let me ask y'all a question.
Nah,
is Sharif going to get the bigger paycheck?
Maybe 10 to 15 for Verb. And like
20 to 25
Lux, yeah. I don't think Verb's not going to get 20K. But yeah, if he gets like 10 to 15, and then, yeah.
So basically we're saying Lux is going to get the bigger payday.
I don't doubt that at all.
It's not going to be equal, right, obviously?
No, it won't be equal. But I don't think, I don't know about him getting a 40K. I don't 60,
60, 40, something? 60-40 Lux. I mean, the pay rate,
pay percentage. Yeah, I mean, yeah, I'm cool with that.
60-40
Yeah.
64. That's what it is. So I mean, what's the predictions on that card? In the King of the Dark card. Who you got?
Arsenal and Fab. I got Ars 3-0 zip up body bag. Like a fucking 3-0 a body bag. I'm not even just going 3-0. I'm going fucking body bag on this one.
Body bag.
Hold on a second. Gabo's media. You're saying stop watching their pockets. My nigga, my brother Cash just asked a question. It's not that deep, my nigga. All he was asking was the pay rate. We're battle rap fans. This shit we do talk about, my nigga. We're not watching niggas' pockets up, man. You fast radio. We don't do that. We just simply ask the question. Like,
here's the thing. Anybody, they want to be the ones to brag about their money, I think we have the right to bring it up. They want to brag about it,
we can bring it up.
Nah, I got ours bodying. Body bag.
A body?
I can see that too.
You don't think Mr. Fab been watching and then cut?
No. Not at
all.
Not at all.
I think he's watching. Timbo. Come on.
Fab, I've never seen anything from Fab that can show me that he can hang with Ars.
Cass asked. Do you think he's been watching, like, seeing what's going on, clicking on YouTube videos, watching Arsenal battle, seeing what's going on?
I don't think that matters. I don't think he has what it takes. Even if he did.
What's the question? Am I wrong, Caps? What I'm saying?
What?
Are you asking, like, do you think Fab is actually watching battles? That's the question you're asking, right?
Okay, yeah. I think he is watching battles. Do I think it'll make a difference on his shit? You know, like real? No. There you go. There.
Hey, yo, Tim, you see 267-506?
What's up?
267-506? I think he wants to shed light on something.
Yeah. All right, hold up. 267-506.
What up, my niggas?
What's up, man?
Nigga, they always keep it 1,000 all the time. This is the only thing I got a problem with. I love y'all niggas to death. But niggas be talking these numbers and shit like this shit is just easy money. Name me right now a nigga that y'all pay $10,000-$15,000 for out of your motherfucking pocket.
Mm-hmm.
Please. Because this is what's fucking battle rap up. Everybody talking about these high-ass numbers and can't nobody cover that shit. What's going to happen is, like me and my man Caps talk about all the time in private, what's going to happen is, battle rap's going to get lost to the highest bidder. And when that happens, it's not battle rap no more. It becomes the fucking industry. And then Daylight will be the most popular battle rapper of all because he ain't scared to do all this shit. The entertainment part. I got my two fingers up with the bunny ears.
So let me ask you a question. So when Verb makes a comment on his blog that, yes, Lux, because I'm going on what A-Verb is saying. A-Verb is saying, my nigga, we know you wanted 40K. For motherfucking Hollow, being that you won, yes, you beat Calico, you had a draw with Hollow, and you lost to fucking Mook. 40K can't be the. I'm just going up what the brother's saying.
Right. Now, this is my part with Verb. My part with Verb is Verb act like he wasn't handed what he got. He didn't bust his ass to get what he got. He got lucky.
Let me explain
something to people. When you got snatched up and you put on that URL platform, that was an opportunity to bust through on the wave. Like how I bust through on the DVD wave, me reading all us, we bust through. That was an opportunity. Or we had raw skills, niggas fuck with us for it, or we ain't do no real motherfucking work. The nigga that did the work was the nigga that was behind the camera. They ain't really do shit. So, like, the numbers that niggas is asking for is outstanding. I got a nigga right now that's sitting on a state road that needs 25 for a murder case. So you mean to tell me Lux deserve to get the same amount of money that I got to pay a lawyer for to beat a homie?
That's different circumstances, brother, unfortunately.
Because listen, when I give up that dub for that homie, right, he's going to fight that case until it's over. That could be 4 years from now. We're giving Lux 40 grand for 9 minutes.
My nigga, hold on. You're talking real life with your situation that you got going on with your partner.
Nah. I'm speaking hypothetically. Because that's not what's going on on in my real life. I was speaking hypothetically. I'm giving you a scenario of how money is being thrown around like it ain't shit, but really money is everything.
But why are we scrutinizing battle rap when that happens every day in every other industry?
Exactly.
This is the fact, because we're on. Listen, because we don't give a fuck about nothing else. We give a fuck about battle rap, right?
Exactly.
You know, when MC Wars jack niggas out of bread, we was on their ass about it. So when niggas get paid too much money, we should be on their ass about that too. Because business is only business when both sides are benefiting from it. We can't benefit from that shit if I'm giving a nigga 40 grand and they don't even bring 40 grand worth of money through the door. And this is only one battle.
You gotta talk to Orange about that, bro. You gotta talk to Orange about that.
Here's the thing. I can't hate on anything, any amount of money that some dude gets.
It's not about hating, Timbo. It's about being logical.
Yo, we're talking about how
battle rap is moving towards business, but nobody talking no real fucking business. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. What I'm saying is when we throw numbers around, we got to be logical about these numbers. These numbers are astronomical fucking numbers. That's why you don't see Lux battle that much. Because everybody ain't got the 40 to give the motherfucker. Or Mook, whatever number that they want. If you really into it for the game, name me one nigga that's at top tier right now in the last 5 years that battled for free. Once. I mean, Vogue did a lot of blogs saying he'd do it.
Charlie Clips battled on our show for free. One round.
Charlie Clips did a one-round battle on your shit for free. after 30 motherfuckers that already did it. Listen, and it was a one round. It was a great one round with Danny. I love this shit. Mind you, I love this shit. Daylight an asshole. But these are niggas that we need to be bigging up. The motherfuckers that's really rocking for the culture. We can't say, oh, these niggas rocking for the culture, and all they got is they fucking handout. And then when we see the battle, we're not even getting 40,000. We're not even getting a 40,000 blow or $10,000 show.
How do we get at the battle rappers, though, and why do we expect them to do something for free when they do work, when URL puts out millions of views.
If you want to make more money, right? Listen, if you want to make more money, you invest in yourself. They don't feel as though they need to invest in themselves because they got a handicap, which is URL. URL have a diehard cult following that no matter if these niggas get on the stage and choke the day of tomorrow, y'all still going to love these niggas. Newborn choked twice 4 years ago, and niggas still clown him about that shit. Verb just choked not even a year ago, 3 times in a row, and y'all trying to give him a Lux battle. You see
who's
what I'm getting
y'all?
At?
Who's y'all? No, who's
no.
Y'all?
I'm
who's
speaking,
y'all?
I'm speaking
on,
as a gen- Listen, no, no, no.
Okay.
Let me get this clear. Timbo, right. Motherfucking Letterman, and Angry Fan, I fucked with y'all niggas hard body. So
you
when
already,
I say
you
y'all, I'm speaking as all of us. As the
culture,
because there
is
stigmas out here. One of the stigmas is Born ain't top tier, or he's not a vet, and he get clowned like a PG nigga. And he put together some of the best bars, and he's inarguably had some of the best battles in the last 2 years, but nobody even mentioned this motherfucker. I don't understand this shit. Why? Because he didn't choke to a URL.
Also got bodied plenty of times also, though.
Yeah,
when has Born got bodied in the last 2 years?
Okay.
I'm saying overall. That's the
stigma.
I am talking
about overall. Overall, we have watched some of our best.
He lost
three times in a row before he beat Hitman, right? Arguably, he lost 3 times in a row. Motherfucking Verb almost lost 3 times in a row. These are in the row. But niggas like Lotta, niggas like Born, niggas that bust their ass bar for bar will battle any fucking where they get clowned for this shit, my nigga. We got blogs up telling niggas not to hustle.
Well, you got to get on the fans about that.
Not to hustle. Or you're oversaturating yourself. How am I oversaturating myself when I have no outlet? Everybody wants me to go to URL, and URL telling me, oh, yeah, we'll holler at you.
We'll get to you in no time.
Isn't
that the reason why people get on niggas like a JC, where people say it's oversaturated?
They should not get on JC.
I agree.
JC is the best thing he can do for himself. Listen, if JC would have waited, right? Listen, just say we use URL for example. URL do about 4 fucking events a year. Do you think that would have pushed JC to top tier doing 4 events a year? Fuck no. He had to put in that work. All them niggas that's top tier, they the glory days. The glory days of platform battle rap. Them niggas are what they are. You can't take that from them.
But you know, seniority is always
going to
win.
Where they at.
Seniority is always going to win. You know, anything we do in life in this world, seniority is always going to win. Tommy
Listen,
Larry,
but it doesn't make it. Let him in. It doesn't make it right. We watch Bush get in office, and don't nobody know who the fuck voted for him. Like, nigga, he just fucked us for 4 years, and he got right back in like it was nothing. That's not my point. My point
but
is,
but niggas get money though. We can't say nothing. I can't get mad.
No. I'm not gonna tell a nigga what he don't deserve or nothing. I just tell you what the fuck I ain't paying.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I can tell you what I ain't paying because I'm looking at it from a profit margin style. If I'm looking at it like I'm booking a nigga to battle, I want to make some type of money back. I just don't want to go completely in the red. And then there's a battle that niggas might not even be wanting to see.
I'm not paying 40K for one nigga. I'm spreading that shit out to like fucking 12 battles and shit. That's gonna be fine.
Right. But think about that 40K and how many dope niggas you can get with that 40.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? It's about being. We gotta be flexible about our culture because we control this shit. We don't have no police. Right. We police our own. So if we see something that ain't right, we have to speak on it. We have to, and we have to do it as a whole. Because if not, then a snake nigga gonna come in and take all this shit from us, and we gonna look back like, what the fuck?
We can't fans and be like, okay, all of us have captured that numerous times. Okay, we said your newborn got bought. A newborn pain game is sick, but not everybody feels that way the way we feel about a newborn.
But listen, they do. But then you got top tier niggas that they love that clown on newborn because they scared to battle him. You see what I'm saying? Like, you'll joke on newborn because you know he is
trouble. I don't know if I agree with scared.
Niggas are scared
though,
to battle him. Listen, I'm going right now. I'm hollering at a vet right now about battling newborn. Hear what I'm saying? I'm hollering at a vet right now about battling newborn.
Hold on.
They want $4,000 to battle newborn. They want $4,000. Now, when I get this $4,000, I'm going to make the battle happen because I want to prove something to the community. These are nothing but stigmas. Born to kick them niggas' ass. It's about you give him a fair shot. He hasn't had a fair shot yet. Him and Lotta Zay got 200. Listen, him and Lotta Zay battle was up there on URL. That's the last time he was on URL stage. They had $250,000. That shit came out 3 months ago. That's doing fine to me. I would have booked the nigga again. Him and Lotta gave me $250,000. You feel what I'm saying? But these niggas is not looked at like that. Like, we respect them for their work, but we don't uplift them for their work. You got to uplift these brothers, man. These are the niggas that's going to keep our shit alive. The niggas that's willing.
The fans,
XLs.
We don't got to do that shit, though.
You know what I mean?
The
Lotta Zays, the motherfucking Brizzes, the T-Tops, all them niggas that when you see them, you see hunger. That's what we loved about Battle Rap. We see hunger. When I see these other niggas, I don't see hunger in them niggas. I see diva. And when you see diva, that's weakness, and I attack it. That's just me. That's just how I play.
I see where you're going with it.
I'm a competitor. I'm a competitor, three-letter. I'm a fan, but I'm a competitor, and I'm a hip-hop nigga. I can compete without being disrespectful.
Word.
You see what I'm saying?
I don't think niggas is scared of Born,
my nigga. You tell me $4,000 for Born, you scared, nigga. Because if he an easy body, no matter what I'm giving you, that's easy money. Yeah, niggas is scared of me. I only got 3 battles in this shit. Niggas is scared of me, giving me all these ridiculous-ass numbers, but then go down North Carolina and all that and battle for shit money. Like, I don't find out what these niggas get paid. I know what's going on. I'm about to air all this shit out in a minute, but I'm going to do it respectively because I don't want to disrespect nobody. Niggas want to be divas. They can be divas. But at the end of the day, battle rap is based off of competition. If you're not aiming to compete, sit your dumb ass down. It's just that simple. I don't want to hear none of your jokes. I don't want to hear none of that shit. Where are you? Where can we find you? What's your medium that we can meet to agreement so you can get in the fucking ring? Whether I win or lose, I'm aiming to find out where the fuck my standard is. And everybody should be. You should be challenging your fucking self, especially when a nigga already giving you 10 racks. Not a nigga pay me 10 racks. I battle whoever the fuck they want me to battle. Me and Smack can battle, and I'll stand there. It don't matter. If that's where the comp is at, that's where you should be at. That's why I fuck with GC. You give that nigga a check, and that nigga see that footage, he look at that shit. If he see an inch of that nigga that look like he can give him a fight, he taking that fight. You think JC fighting everybody for money? No. His inbox got a lot of niggas trying to get him for a battle that he ain't take. He know what he doing. That's why he battled Scotty. Scotty ain't sweet. Scotty get busy. So yeah. The niggas, man, we gotta be more coherent about the competition aspect of it. I love that niggas is making money though, but if we just keep it the way it is, then it's not battle rap anymore. A nigga can walk on stage and practically do fucking anything, and we gonna be sitting there mad again. That's all I'm saying. If we gonna fix it, let's fix it. I'm for it. You know what I mean? I love this shit. I love hip hop, and I hate that this shit always get watered down once it becomes interest. You know what I'm saying? Once there's a big interest in it, because when it wasn't no big-ass checks popping off, motherfuckers was going at it. Name some of the battles that happened before Lux got that 40 grand. And then name all the classic shit that happened after he got the 40 grand. It don't come from them top 10 niggas.
Yeah.
The hunger is gone. The hunger is gone out of them niggas. That's why Verb could do them blogs and laugh and joke. Because he know he don't got to do shit no more. Now, certain battles will entertain them, not all battles. All battles should entertain the brother because he's getting paid. There's some niggas out here doing 26 battles and ain't got paid yet.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? I just traveled all the way the fuck across the map. I ain't get a dollar for that. I went over there because that's where my heart was at. I wanted to go fight over there. When niggas make their mind up and that's what they want to do, can't nobody change that shit, bro. That's what I'm telling you. If a nigga really thought he could smoke Bourne, he would have been smoked him. I know I would have.
So let me ask you, why do you think Hitman won't battle Newborn then?
I think Hitman won't battle him because it's a popularity thing. Hitman thinks that he's below him far as a popularity thing. Bar for bar, Bourne a trash Hitman. He's a trash Hitman.
A lot of people feel like that about Newborn, maybe.
I like Newborn. Like bar for bar, I fucks with Newborn. Certain niggas, I fucks with them bar for bar. I got to give them that respect. I never shit on Newborn. I never shit on XL. Certain niggas that's on their pen, they on their fucking pen. I don't get hype about these niggas that do all this extra shit on the stage, and I'm not getting the bars that I'm used to. I'm from Philly. If you're not bar heavy, I don't fuck with you. You can do all the shenanigans you want. I don't care. That shit don't float me. But what I'm saying is if this is the culture and we are supposed to be competing and you're getting paid, why the fuck you not killing niggas? What the fuck is you playing around for? I got a nigga that's broke right now that'll take your spot and tell all these niggas a new ass. Shout out to Big Hand. I got killers, but these niggas want to hide. They want to jump rope and shit, my nigga. Like, that shit corny. That shit corny. And shout out to them niggas that is doing it. And UFF might probably be the biggest platform for any up-and-comer. And that's sad. That's probably the biggest platform for any up-and-comer. And they getting more national notoriety than the motherfuckers that's top tier. That's crazy. Because if the opportunity perceived me and I was already dug in with URL, when that first UFF came around, my black ass would have been on BET. I don't give a fuck who I was. Because it was national exposure. And mind you, everything I'm speaking right now out in the opening, I have spoke to my nigga Cats in private. I mean what I say, and I'm convicted by what I say. I love battle rap. I have ran a league. I have set up battles. I have paid niggas to battle. I have sent niggas out of town to battle. I have went out of town myself, spent my own money. You can't tell me shit. I'm in it for the culture. I'm not in it for a dollar. If I was in it for a dollar, I would have been quit a long fucking time ago. But I love this shit because this is the only place where we can get it in bar for bar. You can't do that shit in the industry. You see that music they putting out right now? So what do? You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying. I'm asking us as brothers, like, what do we do as a whole? Y'all the media outlet. I'm a battle rap nigga, also a fan. You know what I'm saying? What do we do when we see niggas getting complacent? Like, I think niggas need to sit down. When niggas have bad performances, don't be so quick to book that nigga again for that $8,000. Let that nigga.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, that goes to the league owners, though. The league owners, are still
right,
in the battle.
But what I'm saying is, we are also the fans that make that league run. That league don't get no views, don't get no tickets, no nothing if it ain't for us. Like, if we got to build a fucking union that's bigger than Angry Fan, because I look at Angry Fan like we the union. We don't give a fuck. If it's right, it's right. It's right, we're going to rock with it. If it's wrong, we're going to tear your ass up. I fuck with the union. But if it has to be bigger, then so be it. Because there's a lot of things that's going on, and there's a lot of snaky shit. And what niggas don't understand is if we competing with each other, then we gonna lose to the opposition. And the opposition don't give a fuck about no verb. They don't give a fuck about Arsenal. They only give a fuck about numbers. That's all they care about. What pulls in? All right, prime example. Remember when y'all had Ebro on the show? What Ebro say? He didn't give a fuck about a battle. All he wanted to know was the numbers. That's all he wanted to know. If it's profitable, who is he marketing these battles to? All these things. This is business. So when you talk that business shit, and when you go to book a battle rapper, you're looking at a profit margin. So if I'm booking all these niggas for all these astronomical numbers, I'm looking at a $65,000 tab. How many niggas can you pull in the club? You know what I'm saying? Like, I would have to book a big-ass venue. So that's another 18 grand or some shit like that. I got to pay security and all that shit on that shit. And I'm not URL, nor am I King of the Dot. So I'm praying that niggas come. I done been to events where niggas paid everybody under the sun. Arsenal himself and 75 motherfuckers wasn't in the building. So when B's and them say, oh, yeah, it is the platform that market these events and push them, they the fuck right. But at the same time, you can't get mad at us for booking a nigga that you built up and he taking our money and then going back to you and giving you a shitty performance. Nigga, cut that nigga check loose. Stop fucking with him.
Mm-hmm.
I would. Because at the end of the day, if we going to say it's business, then it's business then. It ain't no feelings in it. I'm not mad. You think I'm mad about them niggas getting all that bread? Fuck no. I watched them work for it. I would be a nut to say, Lux don't deserve that. No, I'm telling you, Lux can't get that 40 out of me because there's no way I can get that 40 back. It's impossible. I go pay-per-view, they burn me out. The first hour that my fucking pay-per-view is up, my battles is already the fuck online. I can't profit off of that, so I'll probably see about $3,000 of a bunch of diehard fans that cop out. The rest of the niggas gonna watch that shit.
Yo, sir, I'm gonna get you back on next week, bro. You about to sign off.
Yeah, my nigga, shout out to y'all, man. I just wanted to speak on that because I've been seeing a lot of shit going on. You know I listen to everybody. Niggas on the World Report last night, fooling and all that shit, and it's just sad that the niggas is sitting up there at the top, and these niggas ain't even fighting for no spot. It's either they going to get snatched the fuck off, or they going to get ran the fuck off. It's your money, Power Circle. I'm from fucking Philly, and I represent the Angry Fan Movement. Shout out, my niggas.
All right, man. Salute, bro. Salute, my dude.
Hold on, one second. Yeah, man. Hello, bro.
Whew. All right,
let's see what's up.
I think all of my fault. I see where he's coming from, a lot of points he's making and shit, though. But if you got the money to pay for this shit, I get it, believe me. But if you got it's a thing. If you're a big platform and niggas put in work, niggas is always, you gotta understand something, man. These niggas are always living off past battles, and fans ain't never gonna forget that Verb against Hitman, Verb against Hollow, Verb battling the streets against SB. Them shits are legendary, so them shits are always gonna carry weight for battle rap fans and shit. You know what I'm saying? That's why niggas are always gonna, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I didn't agree with what he said, though, one part where Verb was handed what he has. I mean, he came up
with that
street status, and he battled a lot of people on there too. Obviously, he battled Hollow on street status. I mean, he battled a lot of people there, man. I don't think none of these guys
held his own against a polished in his prime Hollow. Is that what I'm saying?
In his prime Hollow, and I mean, arguably won that one too.
Yeah, he arguably won that battle. They had to go to New York and battle Alpha.
Exactly.
A country accent where New York niggas are kind of biased at the time, so them niggas kind of had to prove themselves and shit. Let's be real. Hey, man, them niggas had to go in New York and prove themselves and shit, hang in there with the Lions and shit. And just when I say der, cur, der, fur, they still got bars.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
It's facts.
I don't know. I want to see that battle, though.
to be honest with you.
Well, Vernon Lux?
Yeah.
Hell yeah!
That's gotta go down.
And you know what? I want to say something also. He said, nigga, shit, Mook came on this show and said, niggas gotta pick their battles wisely and shit. Like, he was trying to say, nigga, like, Ian and Jim battling all over the place. You know what I'm saying? So I kind of understand when niggas is like, you know, I don't know. It's a gift and a curse. The niggas get mad at you like a JC or Danny Myers. Niggas say, oh, Danny Myers battled too much. JC battled too much. You know? So do the fans took you right after a while because they feel like they heard everything you had to say? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
nigga. We already seen you battle 5 times this year already. You know, 6 times in this year. Enough. Some fans group feel that way. Talk like that.
Speaking of people making a comeback, Young Ill is battling Shoddy Hora on Don't Flop 6th birthday on November 16th. And Gemini is battling Big T also on November 16th.
Who?
For that.
Gemini. Oh, Gemini. Pardon me. I'm like, whoa.
Gemini versus Big T. Kruger versus DNA. Big J versus Uno Lavos. Enigma versus Bonnie Godiva. Tony D versus Unanimous. C Major versus Chilla Jones. Dots versus DNA. I guess DNA is battling twice in 2 days.
Wow. DNA is battling Dots?
Not Dots. Yo, Shoddy Hora versus Young Ill. Who you guys got?
I don't know, Yuanka. I'm thinking, contemplating what I think it was.
Shoddy Hora, man. How many losses is this nigga gonna take? Jesus.
I gotta go Shoddy.
I'm gonna go with Shoddy Hora.
Has anybody heard about the Young Ill Chilla battle?
I heard
Chilla won, but Young Ill did his thing, though. He wasn't that bad.
Okay.
Not ice pack, but what you heard, Timo?
I heard the same thing. I heard the exact same thing. I heard Chilla won. But I heard
when was
there
last time he won? When was last time he won a battle?
Oof.
When was the last time Young Ill won a battle?
Do you guys have him beating JC or no?
Huh?
Do you guys have him beating JC?
I think I did have him beat JC, now I think about it. And then he battled some nigga in St. Louis. Was it Vic or some shit? He battled some nigga in St. Louis, I remember.
Uh-huh.
I forgot that nigga's name in St. Louis. He battled.
The JC battle was debatable. All right. When's the last time you had a clear win?
Against the nigga St. Louis. His name was in the
beat. Why did I do that? What is it?
VI.
Look up the name.
VI?
VI, yeah. VI.
Damn. That was. Jeez, you know what that's about?
That's on town, you know.
Damn, alright. And he got Shoddy Hora.
I think it's a I have Shoddy, but yeah. I don't know. Shoddy Hora is nice, man. A lot of niggas be hype. Let me shut up.
What
are
you
going to
say?
I'm just saying, I don't be seeing a big thing with Shoddy. I don't think he's be saying Shoddy Hora is dumb, dumb, nice. I think he's high. I don't know. I like the battle Arsenal, of course. That was dope. Don't get me wrong. And he's the only British nigga that his accent, you could just put, you know, disregard the accent and listen to what he's saying because the nigga got shit to say. You know? Or two. That was other nigga, Tony D. He's another British
Tony
nigga.
Tony D. Yeah.
He battled Cassidy, right?
Yeah.
Mm.
Let's see. We got a few minutes left. I want to, let's run down a couple more of these battles.
Ouch.
Bender versus Thesaurus.
Bender versus Thesaurus.
I want Thesaurus.
Thesaurus?
Yeah.
I'm a Bender. Yeah, I'm a Bender fan. But Bender got to step it up, though, man. He was better earlier in the grind time and shit. when they was first.
Yeah, he wasn't that good against Big T this year either. I don't know. I'm going to go Bender, though.
Yeah, he wasn't that good versus Big T. Before all that, he was making noise and shit. But I always been a Bender fan. I got Bender.
Lotta Z versus Rum Nitty.
Lotta Z. 2-1.
Lotta Z. I'm going Lotta Z 2-1 also.
The only thing about Lotta Z is he going to bring it. Is he going to be aggressive or not?
He has to be, I feel.
He can't look at his
versus Briz, he was all laid back. Yeah. Like, I don't think he could do that versus Rum Nitty, man.
Nah.
But I'll take I'll edge him. Because I don't think he's going to be aggressive aggressive at all.
Mm-hmm.
And bars-wise, I like a lot of bars more than Rum Nitty's.
Nah, Rum Nitty be having haymakers, though.
You got to have niggas start being a lot of zig out. I think Lotta Z is nice, man.
Uh-huh. Sway Seva versus Ness Lee.
Ooh.
I got Sway, yo, on this one. 2-1. And a close one, though.
Yeah, who?
Sway
versus Ness Lee. Ness Lee, like one of the best in multis.
I don't know what shade you're going to get sometimes, though. That's one thing. I don't know. You don't know what shade you're
going to
get at times.
Yo, Nestle is nice, my nigga.
I'm not taking that from him.
I'm going to add Sway. Fuck it. All right, Sway.
I think Sway's a little nicer.
Nah, Nestle is nice, B.
I think
Sway's a little nice, sir. Yeah. Oh, okay. Nah, I can't say that. That's what the name was. I can't say Nestle, but I don't want to run to say Sway either. He lost the Raw not too long ago. Come on, son. Stop it. That's not true. You know what I'm saying?
That was
crazy, crazy.
So you got Nestle then?
Nah, I said Sway. Some other Sway.
Oh.
Last battle, KG versus Heartless.
I'm going Heartless 2-1, and I fucked with KG the pole, but I'm going Heartless 2-1.
I'm doing the same. I'm going Heartless. Except I'm going Heartless to edge each round in a 3-0.
Damn. Is KG around, my G?
I got KG 2-1.
Damn. Oof.
KG 2-1, man. Heartless got to do something else. Man, KG got bars just like him.
You think he got punches like Heartless, though?
Excuse me?
You think he got punches like Heartless?
Nah, but he definitely got bars up there with him. He can hang with Heartless.
He got bars with him.
He can hang with Heartless. Come on, man. He has losses, too, now.
I'm not talking about losses. Yeah, of course he got. Everybody got losses. I'm just saying, I think. On some punching shit, though, all this is it.
I got KG 2-1, clearly.
Uh-oh.
Clearly? Yeah, clear 2-1.
Mr. Fab and Arsenal is officially going down. I guess a lot of people wanted it.
Yeah.
I got Arsenal. I got Arsenal zipping dude up, though. It's going to be a body bag. Body bag.
I got Arsenal zipping dude.
It's going to be a decent card, yeah. Yo, salute everybody tuning in, man. Not a whole lot is going on in battle rap right now. Not a whole lot of shit is dropping. But, yo, we come on. Shout out to the UFF, man, Anubis and XL, all of that shit. Everybody that tuned in, you already know, man. We back Monday for 2 hours. Salute everybody, man. It's like Angry Fans Radio. Fellas.
Hey, man, to the whole Angry Fan movement, your boy Angry Fan 007, fuck with me.
It's your boy D-Letter, man. Y'all already, man. Enjoy y'all weekend, man. Y'all already.
Yes, sir. We out.